Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, something really interesting took place at a dive bar that I was visiting last weekend, Steve. What happened was we were mostly looking for a place to use the restroom. That was like step one. I had to go to the bathroom so bad after a comedy show that we had been at. So we walked into this dive bar and I beeline it for the bathroom.
So is this in Seattle?
Yes. And I beeline it for the bathroom and I grab the handle and it just kind of pushes open. And I get inside, I turn and close the door, and I turn around, and there's a guy completely, like, shorts around his ankles, sitting down, taking care of the business.
So you walked in, you're fully in the room.
I'm fully in the
room. And the door is closed.
Yes.
And there's a guy just sitting there dropping the kids off in the pool.
Yes. I let out a blood-curdling scream,
and he's
turned
like,
around, and like ran out. And there's some other lady standing in line for the bathroom. I'm like, don't go in there. It's really bad. So really then I was so...
That poor guy's probably like, dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
I was so rattled by the whole situation that I was like, ladies, we got to leave. And I rallied the troops, and we left. I was so humiliated. I'm like, I cannot look at that guy in the face after watching him drop a deuce.
There's nothing worse. I had that happen in Hawaii once. There's on both sides of it, or both ends. But like when you make eye contact with somebody who's going to the bathroom, there is nothing that, I mean, that is an awful, awful feeling. And then being on the flip side, I've had that happen where the door wasn't, like, it was locked, but it just still, like, it was one of those old ones, and it didn't fully latch. And I remember, like, a janitor walked in. It was, like, some VFW hall. I was wrestling in Bellingham. And the guy opens it up, and I'm just looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm just like... At what point are you going to walk away, sir? I can't.
Oh, you're stuck. Well, that wonderful transaction leads us to want to ask a simple question.
I love it. I love that you walked in and closed the door before you even saw that there was a guy in there. And he said nothing.
No, he was silent. It was awful. Oh, our simple question for Greg in Federal Way. What did you walk in on?
It was quite shocking, actually. My brother was picking on me. I was a young teenager, and I stormed into my mom's room to rat him out, and she had fully exposed breasts.
Oh, no.
That you do not ever want to see.
Yeah, that was shocking, and so I closed the door, and then when she came out, I apologized and ratted out my brother.
And then went to therapy. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Troy in Tacoma. What did you walk in on?
I walked in on my mom getting dizzy in the bedroom on her waterbed. I was like 11 years old.
Not the waterbed?
Okay, so I assume...
On the waterbed.
I assume then this was not like a dad, or this was somebody that maybe you've never seen before?
Boyfriend. They're separated, and yeah.
And so how did she handle that moment? Like, did you guys have to have a talk, or did you just act like it never happened?
No, I was talked to. It was grown-ups do certain things, and you shouldn't walk in, and you shouldn't hurt that. But, oh, my God.
No. The motion of the ocean.
I don't know if I could ever recover from that.
No. Tracy in Rochester, what did you walk in on?
Just a few weeks ago, I was visiting my parents, who are 84 and 82, and walked in on them getting very busy from behind.
No!
That's amazing. Good on your parents, man. That is so great. What did you guys talk about?
It never got brought up, but my dad cussed me out for walking in on him while, you know, just... getting down on my mom.
Guy's probably like, I don't get these opportunities often. You need to leave the room.
Right? I mean, we can all hope that when we are in our mid-80s that we're still getting down.
Yeah, but I would never have guessed.
No.
Like, back when my dad's no longer with us, but I would have never in a million years. Like, in my head, I think for the last 15 to 20 years, they were not being intimate at all.
They were just celibate.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK.
And in that position.
Oh, no, thank you. Bob, you're in Tequila.
That means you saw Dad's back.
No. Hello. No. What did you walk in on, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I came home one day early from work, and my girlfriend was having fun with her girlfriend. And I was like, oh, my God, this is great. Can I join? And they're like, no, get out. I'm like, are you sure? So I had to walk out. Man, I'll tell you. It was hard to walk out of there.
No boys allowed?
In more ways than one.
Bob, no, they wouldn't let me join, no, but I sure wanted to.
So, Bob, in that situation, do you just wait in the other room until they're done, or did you go, like, to the, I don't know, to, like, Starbucks and kill some time?
Yeah. No, I went to the fridge, cracked a beer, and I sat there, and I'm thinking, Jesus, they got to change their mind.
They're going to call me up to the big leagues any day.
At some point, they're going to dip into the bullpen.
Jesse, you're in Snohomish. What did you walk in on?
I walked in on my parents getting busy.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Around what? How old were you or how old were they?
It was the year that Spaceballs came out. So, should give you an idea how old I am, but Crosby, Stills, and Nash were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and Mel Brooks was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, so I stayed up to watch it, and my parents, strangely enough, had a waterbed, and so without thinking, I just went and opened my parents' door and said, hey, Crosby, Stills, and Nash are on The Tonight Show, and let's just say there was a number in progress in my parents' bedroom.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. And my mom looked up at me, and I'll just say her hands were full. And she said, Jesse, out. And I closed the door.
Did you ever speak of it?
No.
Did you ever listen to Crosby, Stills, and Nash ever again?
Yeah, actually, they're great. I love them.
Okay,
you bring back a lot of good memories.
Crosby, Stills, and Bash.
I had to share this story.
Uh-oh, Ryan Castle is in the house. Ryan Castle.
So I'll be quick. A couple of years ago, I'm doing Hood to Coast in Oregon. That's the 200-mile relay race, right? And if you run, you know that there are certain areas of your body that tend to chafe up. Taryn, on the bicycle, you know what I'm talking
about. I do know.
So for me, it's rhymes with ain't.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so right. I get ready to run my first leg, and I realize I've forgotten to put on the chafe stick, or the rhymes with ain't stick, as I like to call it. So I'm in the porta potty, and I've got my shorts around my ankles, and in order to put this stuff on, like, you kind of bend over and reach through your legs, and so I've got my ass to the door, shorts around my ankles, bent over with my ass to the door and my arm between my legs, and I just hear OF behind me, and I turn around and I make eye contact with this guy standing there with the door open, and what did I say? I went OF, and so you know, he saw my entire family tree.
What are you gonna be like, can you help me apply this?
Totally. It's a hard to reach area. Yeah. Glad you're here.
So I can use a hand.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform, like, the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I shared that my husband changed up his appearance a little bit. He shaved off his mustache. He had a beard for a long time.
And then he shaved the beard, I remember, because of the Mariners.
And he was rocking a mustache for a while. And then yesterday...
Did you like the mustache?
I loved the mustache.
Okay.
I love facial hair in general. Like, I'm a huge fan. So then he decided to shave off the mustache and just be clean shaven. I have never, in my relationship with him, ever seen his upper lip ever.
And how long have you guys been together now?
Like 13 years almost.
13 years.
13 years.
And he's never shaved his mustache.
No. And it was startling.
Yes. You showed me a picture. He looks younger.
He looks much younger because there's no gray beard, no gray mustache in there.
But I ain't going to lie. I might be on Team Taryn on this because I think I like him better with hair on his face.
I think I like him better with hair on his face as well. And the weird thing is, okay, so yesterday I went to my waxing lady and I got my upper lip waxed. Oh,
so how does Brad feel about you doing that? Or does he like you with a mustache?
But that was the first time that our upper lips had like... actually touched.
And how did it feel?
It was so weird.
So do you want him to grow it back?
I mean, I haven't told him that yet because I feel like he's kind of excited about it and I think he likes it. So nobody tell him what I'm telling you right now because I don't want him to get his feelings hurt. But I think eventually I might suggest that he grows it back.
Well, dude, you just have to put up with it for about 6-7 more days. And then encourage him to join a Movember team.
Yes, because we're raising funds and awareness for men's cancer, right?
Right, and you know, yeah. Wow, so he digs it and you don't.
Well, it's not like I don't dig it. I'm just...
No, it maybe sounds like you don't dig it.
Because I haven't seen... I'm just used to his face the way it was for 13 years. Sure. It's going to take some time to get used to it, I think. Or maybe I just tell him, don't shave again.
Okay, so that was Friday. Now, we've been through the weekend. I've seen some pictures. It was every once in a while I had to do a double take. I'm like, who's Taryn hanging out with? I'm like, oh, that's our husband, Brad. How are you feeling now?
He's already growing his facial hair back.
Is it because you told him to or he doesn't like it?
He knows. He knows. He's received the feedback.
From just you or from other people?
Mostly from me, but other people too.
Really?
Like, you know, I really like the beard. So yeah, he's officially growing back his facial hair.
That's because we got this text when you talked about it on Friday, and it's when I shaved my mustache for the first time. It's from a listener. My wife told me to leave and not come back until it was growing back.
That, I mean, we had a similar conversation.
So you're just like, I'm not feeling it, babe. You need to grow at least, is it a mustache and a beard or just a mustache?
I like the whole facial hair. I like the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I don't know how many days it's going to take to get something back, but.
You know, he looks a lot younger.
He
so
does.
Maybe it's just that you just like older men.
Right.
And you're just like, who is this young strapping fellow that's in my house all of a sudden?
The one thing we've always known about Taryn, Danny, is that she's not a cradle robber.
Oh, all right. Not at all.
The Daily Mix Show.
My husband shaved off all his facial hair, and I'm really not feeling it. So we want to know, when did your significant other, past or present, make a change that you did not like? Call 206-803-ROCK.
Some of these texts are just good. I shaved everything, but my wife hated it and would not kiss me until I grew it back. Apparently, when I did this, I looked exactly like her dad with no beard or mustache. Well, that's a fair reason, then.
Oh, yeah, that would be icky.
You look too much like my father.
Yeah. Like, no, okay, thank you.
Quickly, let me grow my hair back as quickly as possible. My wife's on the other end. Like, when I remember I was getting a little stubbly, I wasn't even trying to grow. I think I might have been trying to grow, like, a beard for, like, some kind of a spoof or something on the show. And this is forever ago. And she's like, if you want me to kiss you, you need to shave your face. And I was like, you know what? That's more important to me than the stupid radio bit.
Do you shave every day?
No.
No.
Every couple of days, yeah, though. Usually when I have to shave my head, I might as well just shave it all.
Take care of everything.
Yeah, just go one fell swoop. Somebody texted and said, my husband grew a man bun during the pandemic. I thought he looked so stupid.
Oh, no. I mean, my husband has long hair, and I have put it in a man bun before, but we're way bigger fans of the low ponytail.
Yeah, I saw somebody in the elevator the other day that had, like, it clearly, like, he just got to the point where he could put it in a man bun. And I almost, like, I didn't know him, so he's not like my, I wouldn't do that, but if he was my friend, I'd be like, dude.
We're not there yet.
I mean, it looks very desperate.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
It's barely there. Like, most of the hair is still sticking out.
Did you ever have, like, long, long hair?
Yes. I mean, to my shoulders.
That's long?
Yeah, it was more of a mullet than anything.
Oh, yes.
Like, the hair on the top of my head never went all the way to my shoulders. It went down to, like, a decent level. Like, I was very inspired by Faith No More's Mike Patton. Ugh. And there was a phase where, like, he shaved everything underneath his head except for the top part.
Oh, yeah.
I could have had a good man bun.
Oh, my God.
But I just let it flop over like him.
Such a look.
Oh, yeah. That's a questionable look. Jane, is there anything with your lady Linda that she's just like, no, you can't do, or anything on your end?
Oh, well, not necessarily that I can't do, but I definitely feel like facial hair would be a no-no to that extent. But I will say that if she ever bought a pair of Crocs, I'd have to be out.
Really?
What? Yeah, I can't. I almost cussed. I really don't like Crocs, and I think that would be a deal breaker for me.
I love that you said that, because the texter just said, my husband started wearing those toe shoes for running.
Oh, those are even worse.
I was ready to get some divorce papers.
But you can run in those things?
They're made for running.
Are you serious? I had no idea.
My brother had them on one time, and I remember being like, no. No, man, we can't do this. Like, I think we were doing one of those hell runs, like, back in the day when those were, like, all the fad, where, like, you're, like, jumping over fire, you're crawling through mud and doing, and my brother came up, or he was living in Bremerton at the time, at the Naval Base, and we were going to do it, and he had, I think, the toe shoes on, and I was just like, man, I don't know if you could be my brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Lily's really into the Croc thing, and I'm just like, I don't know whose daughter you are, but you cannot wear these in my house.
On the mom side.
I swear, they're a whole family of Crocs over there.
I mean, I'm on Team Crocs. They're very comfortable, Danny.
It's not my coworker anymore.
You need to get some Croc flip flops. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. And they're not really Crocs. They just say it, but they're not really it.
His birthday's coming up in December. God, we could get him some Crocs, nice Crocs.
What if Emo Night made an Emo Night brand of Crocs? You wear everything Emo Night.
Yeah, I would throw everything out.
Really? You wouldn't even get like that little gravestone logo as like a flare?
No, I'm good.
What are they? And there's a name for them. It's not like it's not flare. It's giblets.
See, this guy acts like he doesn't know.
Did you say giblets? I
think they're called giblets.
Yeah. Stone Urban Dictionary like that. That, though. How about this person? My girl got her eyebrows microbladed, and I swear she came home looking permanently suspicious.
That's terrible.
Oh, no.
You know what? It wasn't my wife. It was an ex. She came back with bangs. Okay. Not into it. I don't know if I'm not even like anti-bangs on some people. I think you have to have a certain face for bangs. You know what I mean?
It's absolutely true.
And this person, this ex, she did not have a face for bangs. And I was just like, oh, man.
I have had bangs before. I've also talked myself out of getting bangs again so many times in my life.
I don't
have the face for bangs.
I don't know. I'm trying to. Danny, what do you think?
I think she'd look like 10 years older if she did bangs.
Like, you know what I mean? I imagine. Oh, like,
there's only one way to find out, guys.
Little Brad doesn't want to be with an older woman. I don't think I could picture you with bangs.
Well, maybe I'll try it.
It took everything in my power to be like, I don't like it, because I didn't want to like. I felt like that's instant doghouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this thing that you're excited about that's now on you for an extended period of time, because it's not like you can just fix those bangs.
The bang grow-out period is the worst period of time you'll ever experience in your life.
My ex suddenly decided that he was a cowboy. He got boots. He got a hat. He was even saying howdy, going to Steel Creek in Tacoma.
Oh, wow. Just your whole new personality.
How did that happen? Did he get in the head and all of a sudden woke up being a cowboy?
I guess so.
I feel like T-Ted Smith is slowly becoming that.
Well, we call him Tex Smith now. Tex.
Oh, gosh.
I hate this.
What happened?
I don't know.
If he starts growing bangs.
Oh, no.
That would be impressive, actually.
The Daily Mix Show.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.